Oh, and welcome back to Beyond Survivor, the New Teacher podcast. My name is Jamie Tong. If you've been following this show for the last couple of years, you'll know that there's an area that I'm really, really passionate about, and I believe strongly can have a massive impact in terms of supporting teachers, leaders, and schools. And that area is coaching. Now, in this teacher talk today, I'd like to explore the benefits and, I guess, fundamentally the reason why I believe coaching can be transformative, and in that, why it might help you to be coached by me. So this week I launched a new website, which is jamietom.co.uk, and Tom is spelled T-H-O-M. And part of that is some services I'm offering schools in terms of CPD and supporting teachers and pupils. Another area of that is one-to-one coaching with teachers and leaders in schools. Now, what I'd like to do first is just give a little bit of background and how I got interested in coaching, and then I'll explain how those sessions work and the practicalities of them. So I first became interested in coaching way back in 2017 when I did an educational master's in leadership. And coaching was a big part of that. I wrote my dissertation about coaching and its role in the school context. And then started coaching teachers on a one-to-one basis. And in 2021, rather, I did a formal coaching accreditation, which was 6 months long with growth coaching. Now, over the last year and a half, I've been studying for a diploma in coaching with Full Circle. Now, it means I've got over 150 hours of practical coaching training. And a big part of that has been recorded, getting individual feedback, having coaching mentors. And over that space and time, I've coached over 100 hours worth of one-to-one with individual teachers and leaders. And really, the topics range from everything. What happens in coaching is you come with a goal, something you want to change and work on in that one-to-one setting. Now, those goals can be things like, for some teachers, it's well-being. How can I get more of a balance in my professional life and, I guess, my life as a whole? How can I have more impact in the work I'm doing in schools? I've coached people who have applied to become deputy head teachers or head teachers and want to go through that next stage in their career, or heads of department or CLs. I've coached that with a focus of growing their interview skills or growing and developing their ability in their roles. And really also what I've coached is people who want to have a career change, who've thought, actually, you know, I want to look at a different career. And how can you use the skill set that you've got from teaching in a career outside of education? Now, in terms of how those sessions work, what happens is that coaching for me, my big principle is it's a non-judgmental space, which is totally outside of your life context. So in terms of working with me, I don't know anything about you as an individual. I don't know anything about your impact in terms of what you do in your school or your private life. So it's a non-judgmental space. And for me, there's some big principles in coaching. It's non-directive, which means what I try to do is help people arrive at the answers themselves. In a way, it's much like the podcast itself. I hope I've demonstrated some coaching tools and skills in the interviews I do with people. But for me, it's about the quality of the listening. And I think this is a really undervalued and underused skill in our modern society. Having an hour with somebody in which you are truly and deeply listened to. And my big thing with coaching, I think, is being able to ask skillful questions. Questions that can help to move you forward in your thinking, and questions that can help you to arrive at an end goal. Now, there's a big difference, obviously, between coaching and something like counselling. And for me, the big difference is that coaching is about moving forward in your life. It's about taking positive steps forward. And there's lots of overlap and lots of skills that are similar. But for me, one of my intentions when I'm working with individuals is also to provide an appropriate level of challenge to help maybe shift some of those patterns that you might find yourself in, to help you to arrive at, I guess, fundamentally the best version of ourselves. And as I mentioned, well-being is a big part of what I offer in this podcast and the talks I do. And it's something I'm really, I guess, highly trained in terms of being a Scottish mental health first aider, in terms of working in a volunteering for a charity, a mental health charity for the past 5 years. So that's a big part of the coaching I offer. If you're feeling a little bit stuck, if you're feeling that things like anxiety, stress are challenging to manage, a coaching conversation with me, I hope, certainly what would be my intention, would be to make that as helpful as possible for you. Now, I'll keep this fairly brief, and I really appreciate you listening to this. If it's something you might be interested in, there's a contact form on the website, which again is jamietom.co.uk, and I'll put links in the notes to this episode. Now, I want to be totally candid about the financial implications of it, because I appreciate that's something, if you're considering this, something will be important to you. Now, I charge £50 an hour for the coaching. I try to make that as reasonable as possible and accessible as possible for individuals who want to get into coaching, because I really do, as I said, believe it can have a transformative impact on people. However, if you are a student teacher, and I really appreciate the financial implications of teaching at the moment, if you're a student teacher, if in your first couple of years and that's not affordable for you, that £50 an hour, all you need to do is send me an email and just explain, you know, I'm a student teacher, I'm skint, I haven't got any money, this is what I can afford. And just give me a number between 0 and 50. And hopefully I'll be able to, if I can fit it in, I'll be able to work with you and work that costing and things out. Because like I say, first few years of your teaching career, there are massive financial implications. And my big drive and my big focus is supporting teachers at the start of their career. So I want this to be something that can be affordable for you. So if you go on the website, you'll see there's lots of testimonials from people that I've coached in the past before, who've written about, you know, what they felt that coaching experience was like working with me and some feedback on it. So hopefully that might be helpful to have a look at and read. And just to reiterate, coaching for me is about a one-to-one relationship that I have with my coachees. It's about you being in a space where you're not judged, totally outside your life context, and you're working towards some kind of goal which can help you and help you to have more impact in whatever you want to do in terms of your life. So thank you so much for listening. If you know somebody who might be interested in coaching, they don't have to be in education, I coach absolutely everybody, please do pass this on. I really appreciate it. And as always, thank you for listening to the show. If you've subscribed, I really appreciate it. Reviews as well. There's been a few popping up recently, and that's been brilliant to see. And I'm really pleased to see this continues to have a positive impact. So there'll be no episodes over the Easter holidays. I don't share any episodes over the teacher holidays and things. So if you are about to go on your Easter holidays, I hope you have a wonderful holiday. And thank you so much again, as I say, for supporting this show. Thank you.